Good morning. It's Father Eli here at St. Joe's and Our Lady of Fatima. Just wanted to give a quick message to you today. Hope you're hanging in there. I know for many people there's a lot of challenges right now. So I wanted to talk a little bit about the Mass and how it still continues to be the source and summit of our faith. The prayer of the Mass is efficacious for us. Even when we're not able to be present, that public worship, it's the public worship of the Church. Even though right now it's a little confusing, the priest is praying the prayer, the Mass in private, and all the prayers that we're doing, whether we're streaming the Mass or we're watching it, or maybe we're just uniting to it spiritually or we're going to adoration, the way that we're not able to be there present, but we can still tap into those graces that are offered. We can still receive the graces of the Church, much like we tap into the graces that the saints offer to us through their prayers. We tap into the grace that Christ offers us in his own sacrifice of the cross. We can tap into that source and summit. And so we can continue to do that even in this time when we are not able to physically be present at Mass. One of the ways we can do that is by making a spiritual communion. Maybe you've heard of that. It's not something that the Church just made up here all of a sudden because we needed some way of trying to help people enter into union with Christ in this time when we can't be at Mass. The spiritual communion has been something that the Church has talked about and taught for many, many years, centuries. So spiritual communion is this idea that we are trying to draw closer to God. In a particular moment, we make an act of the will and an act of our spirit, inviting God into ourselves, inviting God to be united to us. It's not just a mind trick, but it's us uniting ourselves to Christ in asking him to give us the same graces or offer us graces from the Eucharist, from his sacrifice on the cross. St. Thomas Aquinas puts it this way. He says, it's an ardent desire to receive Jesus in the Eucharist and a loving embrace as though we had already received him. So it's something that we do when we can't receive him physically. So there's many times when somebody might do this. Maybe you're homebound. Maybe you're not able to go to Mass. Maybe you're living in a state of sin, or you're just recognizing I'm not in a state to receive Jesus. Maybe your life is kind of a mess right now, and you know there's a circumstance that makes it not possible for you to be fully united to the Church, but you're working on it, and in the meantime, you're making spiritual communion. That could be the case. Sometimes somebody like who's going through RCA, somebody that's not even Catholic yet, maybe they are already hungering for the Eucharist. They can't receive him yet because they haven't gone through the whole process of preparation and everything. But they can begin to make this spiritual communion. So there's different reasons somebody might make a spiritual communion, but it's an important idea that we can do this, that we can, through our prayers, we can unite ourselves to Christ. Now, it's not quite the same as being physically present, receiving Jesus physically into our bodies. But there is the belief and the understanding that sometimes a spiritual communion can be very efficacious. So if you think about it, if we go up to receive communion and we just are kind of nonchalant about it, we don't really think about what it is we're receiving, how open are we really to God's grace working through that sacrament, through that reception of Jesus? Yes, Jesus is coming to us. He's in us physically. But are we really tapping into that grace, or is it just kind of washing over us and kind of like water off the duck of a back? Oh, sorry, water off the back of a duck. I do that very often. Sometimes we have this experience of kind of not really focusing on what we're doing, and sometimes we receive communion without really fully grasping what we're doing. So in that case, are we really receiving it? Yes. Are we receiving all the graces and the merits and the goodness that comes from it? Perhaps not. When we do a spiritual communion, it's this intentional moment where we say, Lord, I want to receive you. I want to be united to you. And so sometimes that act of spiritual communion can really put us in a closer place than if we are at Mass and not really fully participating, not really fully present in mind and spirit. So I would say that the greatest thing is when we can receive Jesus in the Eucharist physically present, Next, if we can't do that, spiritual communion is a great option. And if we're focused on that, if we're really intentional about it, we can receive many graces from that. So maybe that's something to think about during these days, whether we're going to adoration, whether we're watching Mass on TV or streaming it, or however we're connecting to the Mass. Spiritual communion is something we ought to try to do and ought to strive to do. Many saints even did this many times a day. So it's a beautiful practice, something that we can do, and something we can certainly do in this time when the church does not have public masses available to those, the faithful. Some people have asked about adoration. Is it going to continue after Friday midnight with the governor asking us to stay home? Right now, we're going to continue with adoration. I think it's something we can continue to do. I would say it's a part of our essential thing of staying connected. I hope people are finding many ways to stay connected to Christ and His church. It's also a great time to be with our families, of course, and try to build up the domestic church. So I hope you're doing all these things. And certainly, as we strive to live during these days, there's going to be things that we're going to have moments where we just are longing for Christ. We're longing for closer union with Him. We're longing for this whole thing to be over. Bring all those things to prayer. Ask the Lord to be with you. Take time to spend with the Lord in your week, and offer prayers together as a family. Offer prayers as an individual. If there's something that you're fearful about or have anxiety about, or the unknowns of the future, bring those things to prayer. There's nothing more that we can do that's going to be a better use of our time than to be with our Lord in prayer and be with Him united in spiritual communion. So I hope you're doing well. I hope you're able to stay connected. If you have any questions, shoot me an email, call the office. We'll get back to you as soon as we can, and I hope you're hanging in there. All right, God bless you all. Take care.